Joining us now on the Sideline Sports Pub guest line. I don't know really what to call him yet, if he's a new Indiana Pacer or in flux right now, is guard T.J. Ford on the drive. Hello, T.J., how are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Great. Thanks for joining us. I'm curious, do I call you former Raptor, current Pacer, or are you kind of in between right now, T.J.?
No, you can call me current Pacer.
Current Pacer.
I think the deal is done. We just had to wait until the night because of the NBA rules to make the trade official.
How excited are you about this change of scenery and this basically new start with the Pacer organization?
I'm just excited, you know. I think the style of play really fits, you know, my style, getting up and down and being able to, you know, have shooters spot up and can make shots and a lot of versatility. So, you know, I'm just excited for a new change. I knew a change was coming. I'm just glad, you know, to be a Pacer and be able to, you know, change the image of the team.
Yeah, T.J. Ford joins us on the Sideline Sports Club guest line here on Sports Radio 1260 WNDE. I'm curious, T.J., when you found out that the Pacers had a great deal of interest, and then when you found out that legitimately you were going to be dealt, how close were those two times?
Well, you know, the situation in Toronto, I knew I was going to get traded, you know, once the season had ended. You know, Matt, I didn't know where I was going to be traded to, but you know, it was kind of interesting because, you know, before the trade actually occurred on Thursday, I think the rumors really started on Sunday night about the Pacers and Raptors talk heating up. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where 1 minute is hot and then 1 minute is cold. So it kept going back and forth. And, you know, I kind of got the call Wednesday night that most likely on Thursday the deal will be done.
You know, TJ, it's interesting. I know Pacer fans are very excited about having you on this team and leading this offense here in town, but, you know, there's a part of me as well that watched you play a ton in Toronto this year, and I thought you really fit that team like a glove, didn't you?
Yeah, but, you know, it comes down to them wanting to make a change at the point going spot, knowing Carter Rose was a restricted free agent and wanting to be able to sign him. And I think he made it very clear that you know, it was either me or him, you know, during the summer. So, you know, kind of, you know, the way things had played out, knowing most likely I was the guy that was going to be on the move.
You know, TJ, Jim O'Brien wants to get this thing up and down the floor, and I couldn't think of anybody better that could be available right now to the Pacers to lead this team offensively. You mentioned earlier how excited you are about being a part of an up-and-down offense like this. What about defensively? What also do you bring to the table when you have to guard your counterpart at the point position on the defensive end?
You know, just being a whole young ground. You know, everybody knows the NBA is the hardest position, and guys going to come at you every night. And, you know, just being able to show the mental toughness and being tough and, you know, just trying to, you know, make it tough for guys to score. Because some nights, you know, it's kind of hard to stop people, but you can always just try to, you know, make guys uncomfortable.
Now, you're a guy that's fought through injuries your entire career, no question about that. How difficult has that aspect of your basketball career been on you? Maybe not so much even more physically than mentally at times.
Well, mentally it just made me tougher. You know, I think, you know, me getting hurt this, you know, this year set this opportunity up for me to be able to talk to you now, being in the Pacers. I think it just gave me an opportunity to be able to, you know, get back to the things that make me who I am. That's, you know, be a leader on and off the court and try to make teammates better and be able to be the leader and do things that I, you know, like I did when I was in college.
T.J. Ford joins us. Are you not only a leader on the floor, are you a vocal leader inside that locker room too?
You know, it varies. I think if it's necessary, then yes. I think this would be the first opportunity where, you know, I'd be able to, you know, really be more vocal and have to be more of a leader because, you know, we don't have any superstars on the team. And, you know, I just try to do whatever it takes. You know, I'm more of a, you know, just I like to explain things to guys and tell them, you know, what I see and things that you know, I thought that I could have done better or I felt they could do better.
Are you pretty tough on yourself with that standpoint in mind with your game individually night after night? Do you look back and think, well, there's something I could have done better? Are you kind of hard on yourself from that standpoint?
Definitely. You know, I have high expectations for myself, and I like to hold myself accountable also when I don't play, you know, at the level that I need to play or have the focus that, you know, you have to have every night. So, yeah, I'm definitely tough on myself.
coming back from injury has to be very difficult. Are you over now waiting for what happens when you take a hard foul, something like that? Are you over that now to where you're at the point where you just play and let whatever happens happen?
Yeah, I mean, I've been over. I think so. This past year was just an incident that I don't think would occur again. I just think it was a freak accident that happened. And other than something like that, you know, I feel pretty healthy. I'm not thinking about any, you know, any injuries. I think it's just a matter of me continuing to get confidence and continue to, you know, show people that, I can play. The injury is not a big factor. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to stay at the level that I'm capable of playing at.
Yeah, TJ Ford joins us. What do you know about the fan base here in Indianapolis as far as basketball, TJ, is concerned?
Well, we know Indiana is a place that has a great deal of love for basketball. We know it's been tough the last couple of years with all the incidents that occurred. And kind of, put a shock on the fans and with the trades and all the things that I think the organization is doing is trying, to rebuild the energy and back into the arena and get the fans happy about Pacers basketball.
You like it because it's an interesting factor to have the leader of this particular team being Larry Bird. Is that kind of interesting to you beyond playing the basketball?
Well, it's a shock for me because, this is somebody I grew up watching on TV all the time to actually be able to talk to him and actually be in his presence is something that I never imagined even as a kid. And, just being next to a Hall of Famer and one of the maybe, best shooters, well, probably is the best shooter in NBA history. So to have him in the presence and be able to play for him is definitely a blessing and definitely an honor.
TJ Ford with us. One final thing. Do you put any level of expectations on you in year number one here at Indiana?
The expectation is just coming in and playing hard. My thing is always, growing up, I always had to prove people wrong. Even from a kid, people feeling that I was too small or I couldn't shoot the ball. I think I've just been able to, overcome all the scenarios that people said that, what I couldn't do. So I just keep looking at these opportunities as something that nobody expects, us to be one of the top teams in the East, and I think we're capable of doing it.
Do you carry that motivational chip on your shoulder everywhere you go to? Does that help motivate you?
Yeah, it does, because you look at every situation I've been into. Each team I've been on since I've been in the NBA is teams that haven't made the playoffs, and then being able to take guys to the playoffs has definitely been one of the things that I could say it's been very positive in my NBA career, and I want to continue to experience the postseason.
There you go. New Indiana Pacer, not officially yet, TJ Ford on the Sideline Sports Pub guest line here on NDE. TJ, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again once you get to Indianapolis. Good luck to you, my friend.
Okay, see you guys.
All right, TJ Ford, there you go.